Hello my lovelies, I'm Jay at Aquarian Insight and this is going to be your Aries season 2024 cheat sheet. Now, I didn't think there was going to be a bit of a story around this one because I had written the notes for this already. I just hadn't got around to recording it. And I was going to record it. I'm recording this, it's morning on the 20th of March. So we are in Aries season. Welcome to Aries season. And I've done five of the readings. I've done Aries to Leo, the seasonals. And I was wondering, why haven't I recorded the Aries season cheat sheet yet? The readings just kept coming up more dominantly or predominantly in my awareness. So I just did those. I kind of know now as I'm sat here today recording this, I didn't want to post any of the seasonals until I had recorded the Aries season cheat sheet. Because I think writing it out or making the notes in Pisces season, it had a very Pisces feeling to it. There's lots of elements to it. As you can see, I even pulled some cards, right, to kind of go for this season to add to this. I'll tell you why I pulled the cards. Let's begin there. Aries is the I am, so no one can tell you who you are. It's an expression of you. It's an expression of your individuality. That's what we're at the core, you know, who you are, what you are. It's how you go about expressing that and doing that in the world. So in that sense, who the hell can tell you who you are? No one can, right? That's very disempowering. I mean, part of the message for this season is not seeking external validation. You know, that's part of this. So no one can validate who you are. No one can tell you who you are. That's going to be on each of us to show up from a place of who we are. And I'm going to talk about a few things around that. So that's why I thought, okay, I'll pull a few extra cards. You know, I used to do that sometimes for the intro to the seasons. I'll pull a few cards and we'll see where we go from that. I was not surprised for the circle to come up because we've just come out of Pisces season. It's got very Piscean themes to it. Bobcat spirit. I mean, this was perfect. These were perfect. And the rune was perfect. Manas came out, which is the self. It's the first rune and it's the self, which is what Aries is all about. So I will go through these. And just to let you know, I am going to post the notes that I made on my website, same as I did last season. And thank you to everyone that got back to me and told me about how helpful it was and that they used the cheat sheet, the Pisces cheat sheet. Hopefully this one will help you out as well. I've got a bunch of questions as well. But all of that was written, pulled in Pisces season. And I've had a few thoughts since then. And I shared some of them this morning on the Discord server as well. Oh, and I've had a few people message me, side note, about the Discord server. There's a link to the server in the description. So it's okay. You don't need to be emailed a link as you used to have to be. There is a link in the description. So help yourself to that. Come and join us. Come check out the stuff that I'm posting on there. I've been thinking a lot. So let's think about this. Let's take it back a step, right? I don't know what kind of Pisces season you had. I've had every type of Pisces season from the same person, even, you know, from the depths of, you know, the Piscean waters to the height of, like, you know, divine experiences, spiritual bliss, all of it. Like, I've heard all of it. And I think a lot of people didn't have one kind of Pisces season. It was a number of different Pisces seasons, right? I know for myself, it was a very profound season. Maybe it was for you as well. But no matter what your Pisces season was, and not even Pisces, think about this for your whole spiritual journey. To up until this point right now, as I sit here recording this, at the spring equinox, think about your whole spiritual journey that you've been on. Everything that you've learned, everything that you've taken in, all of your beliefs. And in a sense, we begin this Aries season as if we've come back from a spiritual retreat. And there's a line that, where was it? It came up in one of the readings. I think it was Cancer that got that card. Spoiler alert. But it's from the Seasons of the Witch, the Imbolc Oracle that I used. And I think it was the first card, Amethyst. And there is a line here which I would like to read you because I think this sums up perfectly where we are, whether it's referring to past Pisces season or all of the journey that we've been on. And this is what it says. Connecting with cosmic intelligence has no useful power if you are unwilling or unmotivated to act upon the gift of wisdom. Let me say that again. Connecting with cosmic intelligence has no useful power if you are unwilling or unmotivated to act upon this gift of wisdom. So I'll share some of the insights that came in. And if you want more details, like I said, I posted everything on the Discord server. I had two really profound dreams in Pisces season. One of them has kind of stayed with me and is still unfolding. Like it was a massive theme. And it brought up some kind of biblical elements for me. I think I mentioned this in a weekly summary as well. Abraham and the burnt offering and a covenant with God, right? I'm not a religious person, and I was not raised in the Christian faith or in any of the Judeo-Christian faiths. I was raised by a Sikh family, so I don't mean any kind of what am I trying to say? I'm not trying to be blasphemous or something if that's your belief system. I'm just trying to convey that, like, this is what I mean, right? So for who I am, not raised in that faith, to me, stories about Abraham or Jesus or anyone, right? Even in the Sikh faith, they are the same as when I tell stories about Chiron or Thor or Odin, or do you know what I mean? Like, it's the themes around it, archetypes. That's what I'm interested in. But I do recognize that someone else's belief system, that is a very real thing for them. So I add that as context so you know where I'm coming from, right? I mean, you probably, it doesn't matter whether you know it or not, that's part of this season as well. But I do want to state that so that you understand where I'm coming from. And not even just for you to understand me or to not be offended by me, it's cool, right? But it's to understand that you have your own stuff where you're coming from it. And part of the message of this season, because remember, we're releasing with Libra, especially because the South Node is in Libra, you don't need to justify shit. And I'm not trying to justify anything. I'm trying to give an example of why you don't need to justify anything. And so I had this amazing dream and those themes of like burnt offerings and whatever came up. Now, consider Pisces. So we've come back from the spiritual retreat, which is Pisces, where we realize we're all one, we're connected to the divine, we have our own relationship with, the cosmos or the universe or spirit. And there's compassion and there's healing and all this kind of wonderful stuff that's happened, and sacrifice and surrender come about. And that's where I had themes around, Abraham, burnt offerings, and covenants with God that came up for me. But there's something that started to come up at the end of Pisces season, which was, if we're willing to do something, right? If we're willing to do something, and this even talks about the unwillingness to do something, that part that I just read you. If you're willing to do something, does it require courage and confidence? If the willingness is there, if you're ready to sacrifice your career, your whatever, right? Do you actually need to do it? And we're talking from a purely who you are point of view, from a courageous point of view, from a confidence point of view. Like, if your connection with God or the divine or your belief system, your spirituality, right, it gives you a sense of peace, gives you a sense of contentment that, we're all one, right? It doesn't really matter what I do, and all of that wonderful stuff. Then how the hell does Aries play into that? And really think about that. Really, really think about that. Because at the end of the day, if I was to sum up, and I probably wouldn't have summed this up yesterday in this way, but I'm going to do it here. All Aries season really is, right? If we just, boil it down to a nutshell, in a nutshell, does that make sense? But if that's all we're going to do, if we're going to keep it simple, and the KISS principle comes into it, keep it simple, stupid, right? Right, here's the bottom line. Do what you want to do because you want to do it. End of story. Do what you want to do because you want to do it. Now, without any kind of spiritual training, without any kind of spiritual awareness, that means you can go around doing whatever you want. That's how bullies come about. And that's the shadow of Aries, right? Is to be a bully, is to practice your will in such a way that it takes away other people's free will. That it only becomes about you, but more specifically about what you want, right? And that I want this, so I'm going to do whatever I want. And the Five of Swords came up a lot in the readings that I've been doing. But it's more than that, right? Because it's not just doing what you want to do because you want to do it. You're doing that because of who you are. Everything that you do is a statement of, this is who I am. So who are you? And how does what you do represent that? Now, there's more to this because we're talking about, you know, being self-empowered, not needing external validation. We have goals, we have dreams, we, you know, think about all the stuff that came up in Pisces season, right? Of the dreams that we came up with, the fantasies that we have. And in Aries, if we're not willing to act on it, then, you know, save that shit for bedtime, right? If it's just a dream, then it's just something that we, a fantasy, escapism, some dream that we escape to at night when we want to sleep. And that's great, right? That could be a nice thing to do at the end of a day, but it's not Aries energy. It's not who you are. Because if you're unwilling to act on whatever came up for you in, you know, that the way it's what that line said, you know, the unmotivated or unwilling to act on something, that's not Aries. That's not who you are then. And I'm going to add another kind of little spanner in the spiritual works then, is if think about Aries energy, we're talking about bold action, taking the initiative, initiating things, beginning things, right? I'm having a look at what else I've got. Confidence, courage, personal identity, self-discovery. I'm looking at, I've made a list here of the questions. Ambition, goal setting. I've got independence, self-reliance, initiating change, new beginnings. I talked about that. Your physical energy and vitality, individual identity and relationships. Right, how you show up in relationships and stuff. And I've got questions relating to all of these like I did last season. But if you are content floating around in that Pisces, and I know a lot of people have in the mystical realms of Pisces, secure, you know, safe and stuff. Where does all this stuff come about? If it's let go and let God, like, oh, I'm not going to start anything, I'm not going to do anything, that's the opposite of what Aries is. And I think the biggest kind of switch up from Pisces to Aries is, if in Pisces we're all one, right, then Aries is okay, but then what is your expression of that oneness? How do you use your free will to express that oneness, to express all of everything that you believe? Who are you? Now, that dream that I had, and, you know, it's basically Genesis 22 that I've been kind of meditating on and thinking about. And for those of you that don't know, it's that, you know, where Abraham's tested by God and asked to sacrifice his only son. Right. And Abraham's willing to do it. And right before he's about to do it, he said, it's OK, it's cool. You don't have to do it because you were willing to do it. So I want you to think about that, not because it's written in the Bible or anything like that. I want you to consider it for yourself in that. If you're willing to do something, how much courage is it taking? How much confidence is it taking? It might do it. Right. You might be willing to do something because it's an act of courage, because it's an act of, you know, I'm afraid to do this. And courage is activated when we face our fears. You know, Aries is also about taking risks. What are you risking? What are you actually risking? Because a sacrifice and a risk are not the same thing. A sacrifice is something that we've made sacred, right? It's that we've given it up. We sacrifice it, we let it go, we release it. A lot of this last part of Pisces season was about that, about forgiving, about releasing. And if you're willing to do something, and I mean this from a place of you're content, you're fine, everything's cool. God will take care of me, or we're all one, whatever it is. I don't want to define anyone's spiritual beliefs, or, you know, this is my karmic story, or this is my soul contract. All of that stuff that comes up when we're talking about spiritual beliefs, and there's no one way to do spirituality, which is why I've used a religious kind of example, because that's Hierophant. If spirituality is more the high priestess, the Hierophant is more the rules and the stories and the structure, right? And the examples that we have of our traditions. But if you're willing to do whatever, right, you know, and think about that, you know, I say it all the time that, you know, thy will be done. So if it's not your own will, but this is about your own will. This is about picking what you want to do and why you want to do it. So behind anything that you do, right? There's no justifications, this South Node Libra. There's no justifications this season. Think about that. There's no external validation. Anything that you choose to do, put behind that, because I choose to do this. Because I'm choosing to be this person. I'm choosing to express who I am in this way. Now, the other kind of core part of Aries I kind of feel is that it is who we are. Like, we couldn't, to do anything else would be to deny who we are. But that's a feeling within ourselves. That's not a justification for the world. That's an awareness within ourselves of that for me to show up in any other way, for me to not speak this truth. I say that as, you know, an Aquarius with Aries as the third house. And even in my Placidus chart, the sun is in my third. The beginning of Aries is my third house. So, you know, I'll just use that as an example. That for me to say this would be to deny who I am. That is ownership. So what do we risk then? What are the risks that we take in doing that? Well, think about it. What we risk is facing our fears. Now, think about do you have fears? I'm not saying go out there and frighten the shit out of yourself, right? For no reason. I'm not saying that whatsoever, but consider that. I mean, let me go through the questions. This might help, right? So in the first one, I did the same thing where I've got a title and I've got three questions because of it. So initiative and courage, the two things I picked first. For Aries, and it says, what bold actions can I take to pursue my goals? Like, what makes it a bold action? You might have goals, you might have dreams that came up in Pisces season, but what makes it, what's the boldness about it? And then second question looks at that. What fears and doubts are holding me back, and how can I overcome them? Now, if your answer is, well, I don't have any fears because we're all one. I don't have any doubts because God's got my back, and I don't have anything to overcome then, right? So I want you to then consider, are you self-actualized? Are you self-realized? Is that it? Have you reached the limit of who you are? Now, again, I'm not saying that you have to be afraid or you have to have doubts. Or be very mindful of these are questions that we're asking. The answer might be, yeah, I don't have any fears and doubts at the moment. Because the other question is, in what areas of my life, I've done a typo here. In what areas of my life could I show more courage and confidence? In what areas of my life could I show more courage and confidence? So this might be areas that you're not looking at, that you're not dealing with. You know, think about the thing of, I'm happy working on my own. Why? Because I find it difficult working with other people. But you could achieve more working with other people, especially if you've got goals. I'm saying that because Three of Pentacles has been coming up quite a bit. So other questions I have is personal identity and self-discovery. Who am I at my core and what beliefs define me? This is what we've come out of Pisces season with, right? What beliefs define me? How can I assert my identity and express my true self authentically? What new aspects of myself would I like to explore during this time? That's the part of this. That's the opportunity that we have. Again, you don't have to take up that opportunity. I want to make it very clear. No one can make you do anything. There is no right way to do anything. I can just offer up my way of seeing this energy and what I choose to do with it. The other thing that I want to say around this is, where was this? There was something else, right? So where I'm saying to you that, oh, well, you self-actualize then, right? There's a line and I've got it written here. It's from The Fourth Turning. If anyone knows, I talked about that book a lot and I read it at the beginning of this year. And it says, yet even while we exalt our own personal growth, we realize that millions of self-actualized persons don't add up to an actualized society. Now, what does that say to you about being self-actualized, about even if you are? And I'm not trying to say that you aren't. Like, maybe you have reached the pinnacle of your spiritual beliefs. Maybe you're the most peaceful you've ever been, the most connected you've ever been, right? Okay, then how does that translate into a self-actualized society? I mean, hasn't that been the goal? That our own wells are so full that we can now pour into the cups of other people? It's totally Pluto and Aquarius. But even though we're releasing, the changes that we're making are Libra energy, part of this is because your expression is your own story. It's not because other people will like me for this. That's where the ego leads us, like a dog on a leash, right? That, you know, that's where it's like, well, if you do this, then you're a good person. And if you do this, then you'll be liked. If you become this, that's not Aries energy. It's an outward energy. It's an expression of who you are. It's a statement that says, I am. I'm saying this because of who I am. I'm doing this because of who I am. But I do want to just say just for a moment that the kind of the Aquarius part of this and the Libra part of this is, consider this, and I have got it as questions as well further down, of relationships. You know, the kind of another shadow aspect of is about being self-reliant, is about being independent, right? But I think in our awareness of knowing what we bring to the table, it's not about just doing it all by yourself. Because if this is about your self-identity, if this is about who you are, right, you are more likely to figure out who you are when you're around other people than you are by yourself. When you're by yourself, sat in a chair, thinking about who you are, listening to a video like this, right? That is an idea of who you are. But how you interact with whatever comes before you, that is a truer statement of who you are, not what you think you are. And so right at the end of the questions, I did add, I'm not going to go through all of them, there's loads of questions, but I did add spontaneity and adventure as a theme. And I've did a few questions on what spontaneous adventures or experiences am I eager to embark on? How can I infuse more excitement and spontaneity into my daily life? In what ways can I embrace the thrill of the unknown and step out of my comfort zone? Now, those might sound more Sagittarian. I am a Sagittarius rising, but it's about expansion. It's about expanding out, our experiences. Because going back to the risk part of this, right, going back to our fears, the risk is becoming what we fear. That is part of it. That is part of Aries. That is the risk that we take. Now, what do we fear, right? And I don't mean like loss of life and limb and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about fears that we have on a day-to-day, everyday basis. You know, I've got a list here of, you know, fears of rejection, judgment, criticism, failure, abandonment, anything you fear. A fear of looking stupid, a fear of saying the wrong thing, a fear of hurting someone, a fear of experiencing guilt. If you remember, oh, this is a while back, it's a few years now, I posted, it was a Manly P. Hall talk, and where he goes through all the soul's journey through the 12 signs of the zodiac. And Aries is the fear of becoming the evil that you are fighting. Right? Ultimately, that these are all risks that we take. So the courage isn't, you know, the guarantee or the certainty that we won't become that. It's embracing that I could become this, right? But trusting that what we've just come out of, Pisces, that I will have the awareness of when I do it. I will have the compassion and the grace and the forgiveness, right? I'll be able to forgive myself. Yes, I know I still haven't posted that talk, but I will do. To be able to forgive myself for whatever I do. I can show myself grace. That's ultimately what we've been given. It's the same way of, you know, when we come out of Scorpio. With Scorpio, we have faced death, right? We have transformed through death. Everything that we knew is gone, right? That deep part of us has died and transformed. Death and rebirth. That's why Sag can go out there and go nuts. And go and explore and go, you know, what's over there? Let's go over there. Because you've literally defied death at that point. Now, in the same sense, yes, Aries is the hero. Yes, Aries is the warrior, but is able to be heroic and to be the warrior because literally the whole of, you know, creation is at your back. But you own what you do. You own what you will face. I hope this is making sense. Because, and I mean, I know this from myself, right? Of when I have that kind of deep connection, I did. Like this season, I swear, I've never felt so connected. You can just know just from the, even you know nothing about me, the fact that I had things about, you know, covenants and pledges and, you know, commitments to things and how I'm protected and how I'm held and, seeing the divine in people and all of this kind of stuff. That feels great. Like when you're in that energy, that's the spiritual retreat. You know, you go to a spiritual retreat, you have amazing, you might have a breakdown, you might have a breakthrough, and it's completely profound. But as anyone that's ever been on one of those retreats knows, when you're in it, you think, wow, this is it. Like, you know, I've had that breakthrough. I've become who I was meant to become. I can see everything so clearly. You come back home. You come back to the traffic of a Monday morning on your way to work, the person that spills the coffee on you, the road rage, the client who goes nuts at you when you get to your office to get to your work, you know, all of that stuff. Then where does that spirituality go, right? Where does that peace and contentment go? And it feels tough because it's easy to do it when you're at a spiritual retreat. Everything about that, and it's kind of set up so you can reach those heights. I think Jamie Wheel puts it the best, where he calls it the rapture, right? Where we connect with that energy. But he says most of life isn't that. Yes, it's important to have those retreats and those connections and Pisces season once again. It's important to have that. It's a reminder of this is why we do it. This is why we challenge ourselves. This is why we come out of our comfort zone. This is why we show up as who we are, to have this expanded experience, to become all that we can become. Because we are part of this oneness. But I will ask you to question yourself. You know, I'm questioning myself as well, that if you're feeling really comfortable, at ease, and everything's fine and you're content and everything's great, excuse me, then are you really facing your fears? Now, you may find contentment. I've tried to convey this idea before as well, that, you know, when I'm challenging myself, and, you know, as much as I talk about half of Aries being in my third house, my IC is in Aries. It's 15 degrees Aries, actually. So I've had the North Node and Chiron conjunct on my IC. One of the things I noticed, and I called it the rubber band effect, is when I entered Aries energy, which was a few days ago, once I start doing the readings, I get into that energy. I had what I called a rubber band effect, which is I'd gone stretch myself so far out there, you know, that so far out into like the, my connection with the divine, the covenant, the I've used clips from things, you know, just how I feel, how much love I feel, how connected, everything felt so personal to me, but from a really beautiful place. Like everything was me, like that's what it felt like. And as soon as I got into Aries energy, that rubber band pinged all the way back. That's the two fish. You cannot go too far in one direction without, you know, you can't just ignore one of the fish. It doesn't work. That's why we did those readings last season, because you cannot ignore the fish. And it's the same with Libra, right? We balance the scales. And so when I had that, and, you know, I've been feeling volatile would be a good word. I said that to someone this morning. I feel quite volatile. There's a lot going on with me. I've had all these kind of weird things come up that, oh, I could do this. And especially around forgiveness and letting go. Now, here's the thing. And it came into my awareness this morning. I was awake at like 4 a.m. or something. So it had been an hour since the sun had moved into Aries. And I had this thought that if I find all of that so easy to do, and I'm so willing to do it, that's who I was. That's not who I am. I've made peace with who I was. I can say that. Have you made peace with who you were coming out of Pisces season? But who I am, I don't know who that is yet. When I show up in situations, when I speak to people, when I'm aware and I focus on what I'm choosing to do in that moment, like this is who I am, then I will find myself. This is definitely a find your, you know, everywhere you look, you find yourself. So find yourself everywhere. If it's the I am, then whatever is before you is you. How can you engage with that in the most courageous way possible, in the boldest way possible? Right, let's have a look at these cards. And they very much speak to, I think, a lot of what I'm saying here. Especially if you look at this, the circle. I mean, this, as soon as I saw this, I thought that's so Pisces. And I'll read it to you. And it says, the essence, unification, interconnectedness, and a sense of continuum is what this card implies. Like straight away, that's Pisces energy, right? The circle reminds us we are all one. Dances in a unified, continuous, inclusive circle. This card reminds us of the cycles of life and the evolving self. That's Aries. Ever-changing and always connected, human, spirit, nature, the cosmos, all intrinsically connected. The invitation. When the circle appears, it reminds you that you are connected to everything and everyone. And we just had a massive reminder of that. Including to spirit. Spirit's essence beats in your heart and inspires you to co-create your world. Knowing that you count, that you have purpose in this world. Imagine even a smile to a stranger can change the course of a life. When the circle invites you to dance in the sacred steps of life, know that your work, your love, your service brings greater value than you can know. Stay the course, keep dancing, and all will be well. Here's the medicine. When the circle comes as your medicine, you're meant to come to an understanding of the importance of decay and letting go. The importance of dying to an old form of the importance of dying to an old form and being reborn anew. If you are faced with a challenge of loss or disappointment, remember this. In the circle of life, nothing is ever wasted. Love will seek itself again. Prosperity will come from a new idea or opportunity. And spirit always waits for you to find your place in the dance again. So this is your, it's your dance. What dance are you choosing to do? How are you moving forward? How have you evolved? How are you changing after everything you've been through? Now, there's more kind of like Piscean energy around this, because the other card that came up was Bobcat Spirit. Life is a mystery. Oracle's message: the Bobcat moves furtively and mysteriously, and when Bobcat Spirit appears to you, she brings a powerful reminder that not all things in life can be explained or understood through the power of the intellect. Trying to figure things out, find logical explanation. This is what I mean by justifying things and explaining. That's all like Libra energy, or the balancing of things, right? Harmonious. We can find harmony in relationships, but this is about finding harmony in relationships by being entirely who you are. Just be who you are. And you will piss people off. That's what you risk. You risk annoying people by being who you are. And when that person gets annoyed, it's not about making it about that person. I've heard this so often, right? There's an Aries moon I know who says this, right? And for me, it's the shadow. It's the shadow of Aries, of that. I can say whatever I want. And as in, however that person reacts is not my problem. It's not my problem, right? That's not taking ownership of what you said. Because the Aries reaction to that is, it's not that it doesn't matter how the person reacts. Your focus isn't on that. Your focus is on why you said it. That, you know, justifying it by, oh, well, you know, however everyone wants, I trust that you got what you needed out of it. Or, you know, that's, hey, man, and I've done this. I've done this myself. I've got a lot of Aries in my chart of everywhere you look, you find yourself. So they just found whatever. But that's a way of distancing yourself from your own responsibility. It's not what you do, it's what it takes to do it. It's the awareness with which you do it from. And right at the end of Aries, Pisces season, sorry, I had interactions in my family that came about where I did it with awareness. I thought it would be so easy for me to be the victim in that moment. Like, you know, I could be like, I'm the victim of this. I thought, no, that's Pisces, so I'm not going to do that. So I held that and I was like, I could be a victim, not going to be. So what's the other option? Could be a martyr, not going to be that either. It's the balance of the two fish, right? Who am I in the middle of that? And as I said, I've had Chiron and North Node conjunct on my IC, on my fourth house cusp. So it makes sense that this stuff would be coming up around family and the people in my life. So I was considering all of this, and I felt justified. I hadn't done anything. So it would have been very easy for me to slip into that narrative of, well, it's not my fault. I didn't do anything, right? I didn't do anything. This is not my fault. This is other people projecting their triggers and their traumas onto me. And, you know, all of the wonderful spiritual bypassing excuses that spirituality gives us. And I was already in Aries energy by then. And this kind of happened the day that I'd started doing Aries readings. And so I said, you know what? I won't just own it all. And so I was talking to one of my sisters about this, about what's been going on. And I said, you know what? Maybe I am obnoxious to be around. Maybe I am like a really horrible person. Like, you know, maybe that I'm the worst of things and I just don't see it. I just don't see it because I always think I'm coming from a good place, but maybe I'm just awful, right? And that's not to let other people off the hook. That's me taking ownership of, I'm facing the fear that I could be those things, right? Facing the fear that I'm obnoxious and horrible and a nightmare to be around and that I make everyone's life hell. Now, if those of you that know my background programming, this speaks to that. So the fact that I was able to do this was progress for me. To look at this, it didn't frighten me. It was like, okay, well, if that's the case, that's the case. Like, what can I do? not to legitimize my behavior, not to say that it's okay for me to go around like harassing people or being obnoxious, but getting to a place of if that maybe that's other people's experience of me and really owning it within myself. And so I was saying this, but in looking at that, I realized, and this is the Libra part of relationships, of even if that's the case, because I was putting myself in someone else's shoes, that say someone in my family, someone that I love, someone that I'm invested in having a relationship with, because relationships cost us, people, right? No matter what we say, and they do cost us. There's a cost of being in a relationship with someone. And we'll look at this in Taurus season, but it's if we're willing to pay that cost or not, what we value about that. Now, if in Aries, we know where we're coming from, you know, and it's like, I'm a member of this family, family means whatever to me, then if someone is obnoxious, then would I not sit them down and say, hey, like, you know, this is how I'm experiencing you, like taking ownership again, not accusation, but ownership. And the sister that I was talking to, she's a Pisces sun, Scorpio moon. She was really wonderful, actually. And she said to me, she gets cluster headaches. And when she was first suffering with it, she said it herself. She goes, it took people, you know, not while I was in the middle of a headache or a cluster headache, but afterwards saying to me that, look, you know, the way you speak when you're in the middle of that, like it's really difficult to be around. Like I find it really difficult. And she said so many different people said it to her that she had to consider it then within herself. She had to acknowledge that about herself. Now, she could justify it. That's the Libra part, right? She's a Libra rising, by the way. She could justify it within herself. She could justify that. Well, what the fuck do you expect me to be like? You know, that I'm in pain or whatever. But sometimes it is what it is. You know, that's just how it is. We don't need to validate, justify, or explain certain things. It's the understanding of in that moment, I cannot be anyone other than I am. But then it's also not making stories about that. Do you know what I mean? So if that's the situation, someone's in severe pain and they turn into a monster when they get into severe pain. I've been a monster when I've been in severe pain. And other people, right, that it's really difficult because then they can't say anything right. They're making it worse. You know, they're getting screamed at. They're getting whatever that, right? That's the situation. Understanding both things is the harmony and the balance that we find there. Like needing to justify it or coming up with a story such as, yeah, well, if you loved me, then you would take the abuse. Right? That's where we go. That's the shadow of Libra. That's the self. That's what we're releasing, that shit. Those stories that we make up. The Aries North Node part is to own the part of you. And sometimes we're all monsters. We're all horrible. But can we still have relationships from that place? Yeah, we can with some people. With others, we can't. And it depends on what we're doing. And this is not, I want to say again, this is not to justify anything. This is why I keep making the reference to Pisces, the spiritual stuff, the connection that we've come from, the compassion, the grace, the forgiveness, all of that stuff that we come out of, the blind spots that we have. It's owning our own behavior, not making statements on other people's. Right, bloody hell, didn't even read the bobcat. Let's get back to this. So the bobcat moves furtively and mysteriously, and when bobcat spirit appears to you, she brings a powerful reminder that not all things in life can be explained or understood through the power of the intellect. Trying to figure things out, find logical explanations, or predict what will happen based on reason and facts will not provide you with the certainty and comfort you seek. And that's the key part here. This is why I keep talking about contentment, certainty, comfort. Because we left that shit behind, right? That's, you know, those are the things that we want. That's why we stay in places. That's the devil. That's why the devil is so effective, right, in the tarot. It's because that's what the devil offers us. Certainty. Better the devil, you know. You know, comfort. We get comfort from that certainty. We're designed for that. But Aries provides us with the tools needed to come out of that, to navigate life without comfort or certainty. Bobcat asked you to trust in the great mystery and let the secrets of the universe reveal themselves to you through direct experience, Aries. Let the secrets of the universe, Pisces, reveal themselves to you through direct experience, Aries. Allow your vision to slip into soft focus, and you will see between the lines and observe what has been hidden there all along, which is you. Everywhere you look, you find yourself. Bobcat Spirit helps you know intimately the pulse of the divine in the world. Trust in the wisdom and revelations that come to you, yet know that understanding may not come as you would like it to. What you experience through your heart and intuition, which comes to you as the voice of your inner knowing, the postcard from Spirit talks about this as well, will guide you now as you accept that secrecy is woven into the fabric of existence. No matter what, the appearance of Bobcat Spirit is a sign that you are being called to trust, even when what is revealed does not agree with your need for intellectual certainty. Excuse me. Here's a protection message. Bobcat Spirit tells you this is not a time to reveal your deepest, most cherished dreams and desires to others, but rather a time to be quiet and gentle with yourself. As truths begin to emerge in your awareness of who you are. Self-protection is called for, so be discerning, selective, and even secretive, revealing no more than is necessary. Now, I would take this a step further because it's Aries. This is not about revealing secrets and protecting. Protection is a Mars word. Mars protects. excuse me, bloody hell. Mars protects, but consider what we say, and I've talked about this before. When we say protection, what does that mean? We're in danger? Danger of what? What are we risking? I would say that what they're referring to as secrecy and not revealing is that part of you that maybe you don't have to reveal your intention or the explanation. And the reason I'm saying that is because that is part makes me deeply uncomfortable. It's something that I've had to face. You know, if you don't want to hurt other people, if you don't want to be misunderstood, you overcompensate for that. And that can be a trauma response as well, where you over-explain things. Where, you know, before you'll say the big thing, you know, a lot of us do it in videos and stuff. I know I have, where it's like, I'm not saying this and I'm not saying that. Like, you spend a whole 10 minutes explaining, well, I'm not saying this, before you'll say what you are saying. Now, when you're trying to explain things to people, when, you know, the whole video is designed to explain certain things, then okay, it makes sense. But how often do we do that in everyday life? Where do we need to explain it? You may not even know your motivations. So why would you come up with that stuff, right? If you're going on, I'm not saying like winging it or going by the seat, so some of you might, but as you're moving forward, and you're ready to face things as this new version of you, boldly, with courage, you know, to find yourself in it, you can't share that side. Like, you don't know how to share it. All right, here we go. People have a way of imposing their opinions on you, so pay attention to whom you surround yourself with at this time. Be watchful and check your own motives as well as that's the key part. As well as those of others, as you keep your secrets to yourself for now rather than expose them to those who may potentially misunderstand your intention or may not be supportive. I mean, I'm going to be completely honest with this protection message. It's more like a who cares, like part of it. Like, that is not your concern. Let your logical mind take a rest as you start to perceive the energy of your environment. Bobcat Spirit wants you to be stealthy and wise and keep your own counsel. Let yourself be a mystery yet to be revealed. Now, I do believe that part, and I think I said this somewhere. Let me have a look at my notes. I said life is a mystery at the best of times, but if you are really committed to becoming a new you, then you become a mystery unto yourself and greet each situation as if it is a mystery. Only when you can look upon each situation as if it is unknown will you be able to see this new version of you and you and your own becoming / unbecoming. So rather than like, because that then comes out of a bit scorpionic, right, to hide stuff. It's not that. There is nothing to reveal. That's the kind of point, I think, of Aries. If it's a mystery, if you've just finished a cycle and the world's been coming up quite a bit, right, in the readings that I've done so far, you completed a cycle. What is there to reveal? And the best way to think about it, especially when we're thinking about completing cycles, when you go from high school to, or, you know, college to university, so you go to uni, it's your first day there, right? You've just signed up, you've just become a university student. What is there to reveal? No, really, like, what is there to reveal? You are becoming this, you're exploring life as a university student. You're on this adventure. You're ready to find out what this means for you, who you've become. So there is nothing to reveal. There is no great secret to keep. Now, I'm going to read you... How long have I been talking? Wow, quite a long time. Okay, we'll wrap this up pretty quick. The self. The starting point... I mean, that's manas, so we're looking at manas here. It's the self. The starting point is the self. Its essence is water. Only clarity, willingness to change. You see that willingness, the will? Willingness to change is effective now. A correct relationship to yourself is primary. For from it flow all possible right relationships with others and with the divine. Remain modest. That is the oracle's counsel. Regardless of how great may be your merit, be yielding, devoted, and moderate. For then you have a true direction for your life. Be in the world, but not of it. And yet do not be closed, narrow, or judging. Rather remain receptive to impulses flowing from the divine within and without. Strive to live the ordinary life in a non-ordinary way. Remember at all times what is coming to be and passing away. And focus on that which abides. Nothing less is called for from you now. This is a time of major growth and rectification, and as a rule, rectification must come before progress. The field is tilled before the seed is planted. The garden is weeded before the flower blooms, and the self must know stillness before it can discover its true song. Now is not a time to seek credit for accomplishments or to focus on results. Instead, be content to do your task for the task's own sake, because it's who you are, right? That's why I would add to that. Herein lies the secret of experiencing a true present. If you take the rune of the self and cut it down the middle, you will see the rune for joy with its mirror image. There is here a subtle caution against carelessness. The self is required to balance the self. The self is required to balance the self. That's Aries Libra. Nothing in excess was the second phrase written over the gateway to the temple at Delphi. The first counsel was, know thyself. With these words, the alphabet of the runes begins. So reversed. If you feel blocked, manas urges you to begin by being clear with yourself. Do not turn to others now, but look inside in silence for the enemy of your progress, because it will always be you. Where was I? No matter what area of your life is in disarray, stop and consider. You will recognize the outer enemy as but a reflection of what you have not until now been able or willing to recognize as coming from within. Above all, do not give yourself ears. Breaking the momentum of past habits, we've done that with the Virgo full moon, hopefully, is the challenge here. In the life of the spirit, you are always at the beginning. Always. Because it's always on you. It's always like, who am I in this moment? Right, final one. This one was interesting. Dearest you, if you allow your awareness to settle in, you will hear us whispering sweetness and encouragement to you. You will know the truth of things that cannot be discerned through the material world. So this was about through the intellect. This is through the material world. The receiver for this kind of essential knowledge is your intuition, which is not your sixth sense, but your first, the primary navigational system of your soul. You are entering the age of consciousness. It's time to accept that the paranormal is normal. Human beings are multi-sensory, multi-dimensional beings. Spirit infuses all things, and your soul's job is to discover those essential truths here on Earth, where we all agree to play. Today, trust your spidey sense, read between the lines, tune into the stories behind the stories, and your world will show you miracles. Fear not, for we are right here, and Spirit loves you. Trust the invisible. So in a way, that answers that Pisces part, right? Of, okay, there's oneness, there's the invisible, but it is a mystery. No matter how much we feel connected to it, it's a mysterious hand that guides us, right? No matter what you believe. So this season, like I've said it before and I'm going to say it again, incorporate that part of yourself, which is all about, you know, but this is what I want. And trust that you know, as what's that line? It's very Aries line. Go for what you want. You will always get what you need. It's less about, you know, getting what you want and achieving what you want and doing all that. You might do that. You might end up doing that, right? You know, there's other seasons for that stuff. This is about why you begin things. I'm going for what I want in the way that I think is the most noble, the most, you know, the most heroic way of doing it. Heroes have integrity. They have honor. So you show up in the most honorable way, facing the fear that you will be seen as dishonorable. Facing the fear that even though you want to be heroic, or, you know, you're showing up in a heroic way, what you know to be heroic, that you're going to be the villain. You will be the villain in someone's story. But that's not the story here. This is not even about being okay with being the villain. It's your motivation is whatever your motivation is to do whatever you're going to do. But knowing that on that path somewhere, you will face the thing that you do not want to be. And the challenge is, you know, if it's the shadow, if it's evil or whatever, whatever it is that you are going to engage with in your life, knowing that you could become it in engaging with it. You know, you're only successful if you're willing to face failure. You're only going to speak truth if you're willing to be called a liar. That takes courage to do that. And it doesn't always feel comfortable. Right, this is much longer than I intended it to be. Like I said, I'm going to post, there's loads of notes, there's bits from these cards and the questions. They will all be on my website. I will add a link to this. Well, let me see. I will add a link to the in the description of this video so you can go check it out on my website. There you go, my lovelies. Welcome to Aries season. I'm excited for this season, but it feels very different. Pisces season is very different from any Pisces season before that. And I know I've said that. It's been the last 3 years. I've said that every season. Because it would be different. If we are growing, if we are evolving, the self is evolving. Like, forget what's happening out there. How you engage with the world, because who you are has changed. It's, you know, the evolution of the self, of what you consider your own I am statement to be. There's lots that I could talk about around this, especially, you know, what came from this rune about the self and, you know, recognizing everything as yourself. We will get to that. But there you go, lovely people. I love you guys very much. I'll see you next time. But that's all for now. Goodbye.